Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
We have 25, 26 here. 24. Navai jatu mishaiva syat. Prajad yaksha madarhanam. Bhavan videshu atitaram. Mai sangvipitat manam. Navai jatu mishaiva syat. Prajad yaksha madarhanam. Bhavan videshvatitaram. Mai sangvipitat manam.
It's not 24? 25? I would do the 25. Awesome. Okay, that was 24. Now 25. I'll read the translation. 24. The Lord continued, My dear Rishi, O leader of the living entities, for those who serve me in devotion, by worshipping me, especially persons like you, who have given up everything unto me, there is never any question of frustration. Text number 25. Prajapati sutat sangram. Manur vikyata mangalaha. Brahma vartam yodivasan. Shasti saptar novam mahim. Prajapati sutak samram. Manur vikyata mangalaha. Ram avartam yodivasan. Shasti saptar novam mahim. Prajapati sutak. The son of Lord Brahma. Samrat. The emperor. Manuhu. Swayambhuva Manu. Vikyata, well known. Mangalaha, whose righteous acts? Brahmavartam, Brahmavarta. Yaha, he who? Adivasan, living in. Shasti, rules, Sapta, seven, Arnovam, oceans, Mahim, the earth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Emperor Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma, who is well known for his righteous acts, has his seat in Brahmavarta and rules over the earth with its seven oceans. Purport. Sometimes it is stated that Brahmavarta is a part of Kurukshetra, or that Kurukshetra itself is situated in Brahmavarta, because the demigods are recommended to perform spiritual, ritualistic performances in Kurukshetra. But in others' opinion, Brahmavarta is a place in Brahmaloka, where Swayambhuva ruled. There are many places on the surface of this earth which are also known in the higher planetary systems. We have places on this planet like Vrindavan, Dwaraka, and Mathura, but they are also eternally situated in Krishna Loka. There are many similar names on the surface of the earth, and it may be that in the Boer age, Swayambhuva Manu ruled this planet, as stated here. The word Mangalaha is significant. Mangala means one who is elevated in every respect in the opulences of religious performances, ruling power, cleanliness, and all other good qualities. Vikyata means celebrated. Swayambhuva Manu was celebrated for all good qualities and opulences. Swayambhuva is the first Kshatriya of the human race. We could think of the demigods as Kshatriyas, but they're not. They're living in a different part of the universe, in Swarga Loka, where life is different. But they're functioning like Kshatriyas. They're not usually not called Kshatriyas. That term is used, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is usually understood as divisions of the human society. Demigods are not usually divided up like that. But if we compare the rishis and the devas, the sages are like brahmanas. They are performing brahminical functions. They are teaching. They are presenting the shastra. They are living a very simple brahminical life, the rishis, who are living on the highest planets above Swargaloka, Maharloka, and Janoloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka. There the rishis live. And they are more elevated than the devatas, headed by Indra, who live on Swargaloka. They are like Kshatriyas. They are administering. They are managing the universe. That is the business of Kshatriyas, to rule. They are ruling. Indra, the name Indra, means king. So he's like a Kshatriya. And Kshatriyas have to fight their enemies. The demigods are fighting. Devatas are fighting against the Asuras very often. So they're very much acting like Kshatriyas. But human society begins with Swayambhuva Manu. Manu. He is the first Manu of the 14 in each day of Brahma. He is Swayambhuva. He is directly the son of Brahma himself. And as his name says, he is the father of the human race. His descendants are called Manushya, or Manuja, born from Manu. Those are the human beings. So the human society begins with Manu. He establishes it, and he is the first king of the human race. But his connection is dual. He founds and organizes the human society, but he is coming from this Rishi society. So he is both a Kshatriya and a Rishi. Therefore, we should properly call him Rajarshi, a sage among the Rajas. So the Prabhupada says there's some different opinion about where his capital city is, this Brahmavarta. Is it on the earth, or is it in Brahmaloka, above every other planet, Hare Krishna? Really, the answer is both. He has his connection in both places. He comes from the higher region, but he comes down to the low region. So he has his capitals in both places. Just like a member of parliament has his office in Delhi, and he has his office in his own district. He has offices in both places. So Swayambhuva Manu, he can have his office on Brahmaloka and his other office, regional office, on the earth. They can both have the same name, Brahmavarta. The other sages, Bhrigu, others, they're also living originally on the higher planets, but they also come to the earth. We know this, these stars, the Saptarishis in the sky, or as the Westerners know, Ursa Minor, the little bear, or Little Dipper. Dipper means a saucepan. So there's like a pot. What do you call this in Indian? Anyway, frying pan, or not frying pan, saucepan, with a handle. This is the seven stars in the sky. And it's recognized in traditional Indian culture, this is the Saptarishis, where they live on these seven stars. Even you can see the wife of, whose wife is Arundhati? Vashishtha's wife, she has her own star. So this one, the second star from the top of the handle, is a double star. There's a small star next to it. That is Arundhati. And then when the lady gets married, she's asked to look at this star, Arundhati, for good fortune, to see the Arundhati. You have to look carefully to see, because it's a small star. This is the Saptarishis living near, rotating around Dhruvaloka, up the top part of the universe. This is actually Maharloka, where the Saptarishis live. Maharloka because they are grihastas. They can actually enter the highest regions of Janaloka, Tapoloka. That is only for Naishtika Brahmacharis. Grihastas, those who have wife and have sex, cannot enter this region. They have to stay on Maharloka, even if they're rishis. Only when there is partial annihilation of the earth at the end of Brahma's day, and sometimes at the end of a Manvantara, there is also partial annihilation. And the three lower planetary systems, Bhur, Bhavaha, Swaha, are destroyed by fire. Then the inhabitants of the highest planets, the perfect celibates, Brahmacharis, they are not affected. They can remain comfortable in their planets. But Maharloka, although it is not burned, because Swargaloka is destroyed by fire, it becomes very uncomfortable in Maharloka. The heat is making them uncomfortable, and they escape Maharloka and go, for the duration of Brahma's night, they go to the next planet, Janaloka. So temporarily, as refugees, they're allowed to come. But then they're sent back to Maharloka, because they're grihastas. But these rishis, they also have their business on the earth. They are giving guidance to human society. So we see Vashishtha and others are present during the Leela of Lord Ramachandra on the earth in Treta Yuga. They come during many different Leelas of the Lord in different ages. We read about Agastya Muni had his Leela on the earth. He populated the south part of India, southern India. He asked the Vindhya Hills to become low so he could easily cross them. And when I come back, you can come back up to your original size. And he never came back. So therefore, the Vindhya Hill that separates North and South India is relatively short because of the request of Agastya Rishi. He didn't curse. He just made a request. And then didn't come back again. So these rishis are also present on the earth. Just like Manu, they're present in both places. And then Prabhupada identifies that this is similar to how the Lord's abode is eternally present above Vaikuntha. Goloka, Krishna Loka, is the highest planet. Even the residents of Vaikuntha are not generally aware of even the existence of this place. Those who live in Vaikuntha are proud that they live in the highest abode. Om Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha. All the Vedic rishis are looking at the supreme abode of Vishnu. That is supposed to be Vaikuntha. And everyone thinks that there is no higher place than Vaikuntha, the kingdom of Lord Narayan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed, and it is also revealed in some shastras, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in the Padma Purana, other places, it is revealed that the highest place above even Vaikuntha is Goloka. Don't think that Goloka is just the planet of cows and it belongs to Indra. That is a different Goloka. The real Goloka is beyond Vaikuntha. And that is where the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals his most intimate personality and has the most loving dealings, the most confidential dealings with his loving devotees. In Goloka, this is where Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka are originally situated, in Goloka. That same Vrindavan of the spiritual world also is manifested on the earth. It is not only that someone has copied the name and made an imitation Goloka on earth. It's the real thing. It is directly manifested on the earth by Krishna's yoga maya, by his divine spiritual energy. It is by his divine energy that the original Goloka is manifested, and by that same inconceivable, all-powerful Shakti, his Atyantya Shakti. The same Vrindavan is also visible on the earth in its original form. Those whose eyes are fit to see, they can see it. It's not that someone has simply copied and made an imitation. There is some, where is it? Somewhere near Bangalore, there's some amusement park called Kishkindha. They've made some, yes? Oh, they've been down in gardens also, but I'm thinking of this new thing. They made an amusement park, you know, after the themes of Ramayana. It's just rides, you know, some place to go and, you know, enjoy a weekend, enjoy a day or two in the weekend. You know, just place with rides and you can, you know, buy some food and sit and have a picnic. And they call it Kinda. You know, they have some theme, you know, there's the monkeys and everything. Hanuman is there. I don't know, I haven't been there. It's not the real thing. They just copied the name. They made some material amusement park. So they make some money and you have some fun. Nothing spiritual, really. But they've copied the name and the theme. That's not what we have here. We are sitting in the real place. This is the real thing. This is the original abode of the Lord that is eternally present beyond Vaikuntha. It is visible on the earth. This is Vrajadham. The original, eternal abode of the Lord. And here, Krishna is performing his all-blissful pastimes eternally with his devotees. But not everybody, or very few people, can see it. This is his invisible manifestation. Krishna and the cowherd boys are playing in this neighborhood. This is their favorite place to play. But we don't see them. I don't see them. It said if you see on Govardhan, you see especially white cows grazing with nobody herding them all by themselves, that means Krishna and the Balaram and the cowherd boys are there with the cows. But we don't see them. We see the cows only. That is because Krishna's eternal pastimes are only visible to a select few. But he periodically manifest these pastimes to everybody publicly. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was present in Vrajadham for, what was it, 14 years, 13 years. He grew up here, and everybody who was present could see the pastimes, even ordinary people, even demoniac people saw Krishna and were able to interact with him. That's his visible, manifest pastimes, but that only happens sometime. Now those pastimes are finished and he's not visible. But the pastimes are going on eternally because this is the Holy Dham. The same Goloka, the same Vrindavan that is present in Goloka is present here. Therefore, Rupa Goswami recommends among his most recommended methods of practicing devotional service to Krishna. One of the five most recommended is Mathura Mandale Stitihi. Simply be present in Mathura Mandala. Even if you're present for 3 minutes in Mathura district, you'll get liberation. All these tourists who come to India, they don't know what's here. They take a tour to go see the Taj. They think that's the famous thing to see, Taj Mahal. And they take the Taj Express in the morning from Delhi. I guess it leaves from New Delhi station down to Agra station, Agra Cantonment, whatever station it stops at. And they pass through Vrajadham. From Hodal down to Koshi, all the way down to Mathura. They're passing straight through the axis of Vrajamandala. They don't know anything about it. They're just going to see the Taj Mahal, but they're getting the benefit. Of course, you're supposed to place your feet on the ground. If you stay in the bogey, maybe you don't get the benefit. But if they come out, to fill their water bottle or to get a samosa on the train for 3 minutes, out of the train for 3 minutes, then they get liberation. If they just step on the platform at Koshi or Mathura. So easy. If one is sleeping on the ground, just sleeping, lying on the ground in Mathura, it's the benefit of offering pranams thousands of times, just by going to sleep. There are 7 places where one gets liberation, various ways, by dying, by taking birth there, by doing various things, you can get liberation in the 7 holy places, like Haridwar, Kashi, Avanti, and Mathura is on the list. But Mathura is special. That is the place where you can get prema. Forget mukti. You can get love of God, which is much greater than liberation. Mathura mandala yatra nityam sannihito harihi. Because Krishna is always present here. He may be hiding, we may not see him, but he is always present. The rest of their lives here. They founded when they could. Those who had to go preach someplace, that was their duty. But those who were allowed to, they generally chose to come to the holy to Vrindavan, to come to Govardhan, to Radhakund, and just stay here. Because it's the best place to practice Krishna consciousness. To hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, and remember Krishna. This is the best facility. There are places that are good facilities for certain things. You want to do business? Go to New York City. Go to Zurich. Go to Frankfurt. These cities, Tokyo, these are the places to do business. But you want to do business with Krishna? Come to Vrajadham. This is the place where the facility is available the best. Okay, so I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, people.
Why Golok is called Golok?
Yes, that's explained. In the Vishnu Dharmottara or Brahma Vaivarta Purana, I don't remember which one, and it's quoted by Srila Sanatana Goswami near the end of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Because the cows are very prominent in that place, the whole economy, the whole society is built around the maintenance and development of cows. Cows is the theme. Cows is the business, the main industry of Raja. Therefore, the holy dham is called Goloka. Because it's the place where the cows are prominent. That's a simple explanation given in the Puranas. It's the planet of the cows. Okay, not only cows, but the cows are in the center. Okay. Anything else? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.